Okay, we are up to Chavtesim and Beis, 10, 12 lines up from the bottom. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, the last words on the line. Chavtes Amar Beis. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. So we're talking about the Dalai Parshius, and we are talking about Shkalim. So I said over that I was going to say over Rav Moshe that I said last Shabbos, so let's just finish up a little bit towards the bottom, and then I'll say over the Rav Moshe. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shecholios B'Shabbos Motzi In Shalosh Toros V'Koran Bohen Echad Binyano Shal Yom V'Echad B'Shal Rosh Chodesh V'Echad B'Kisisa. One of the four times throughout the year that we could take out three Sefer Torahs in one shot is Rosh Chodesh Adar that falls out on Shabbos. It says Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos and it's Parsha Shkalim. So you take out three. One you lay from the Parsha Shavua, one you lay from Rosh Chodesh, and one you lay Kisisa, one you lay Shkalim. Omer Bislak Dafka, the second time that you could take out three. So by the way, why do you take out three? Why don't you just lay from one? So the Mefarshim say Tircha D'Tzibura. And it was better, instead of sitting there waiting for it to be niglal, to be rolled up, we do every Torah gets is up to where it's supposed to be up to, and we do Hagba Galilo, put the next one down, and we read for the second one. V'yomer Bislak Nafka, Rosh Chodesh Teves, Shecholios B'Shabbos, Movi in Sholosh Taros, V'Korn Bahen, Rosh Chodesh Teves, that falls out on Shabbos. So it's Rosh Chodesh, and it's Shabbos, and it's Chanukah. So V'Korn Bahen, Echad B'Nyanu Shal Yom, V'Echad B'Di Rosh Chodesh, V'Echad B'Chanukah. So that's why three. All right, the other two times that you can take out three Torahs are Parshas HaChodesh, Rosh Chodesh that falls out on Rosh Chodesh Nisan that falls out on Shabbos. That's also Parsha Shavua, Rosh Chodesh, and Parsha HaChodesh. And the other time, of course, is Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah, when we lain Zos HaBracha and Breishis and Maftir, that's the one that people usually don't get. If you ask them, what's the four times? So Simchas Torah is the easiest one, but that's the, you take out 40 Torahs. But Maker Adin, you gotta take out three, just like the other days. So Vitzricha, why does Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka have to tell us this halacha, both by Rosh Chodesh Adar that falls out on Shabbos, and by Rosh Chodesh Tevis that falls out on Shabbos? So Vitzricha, you need both. Because if he only said the first one, the second one about Chanukah, so B'Hakam Rabbi Yitzchak, I would have thought there, that's where Rabbi Yitzchak says to take out three Torahs. Chanukah, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh. Avo B'Hach, K'Rav Svirale, but I might have thought regarding Shkalim, maybe he was like Rav, to Amar Parsha Shkalim, that Rav who said yesterday that Parsha Shkalim is Es Karbani Lachmi, the Parsha Shkalim is really the Parsha from Pinchas, which again, you can fit into the Pnei Yoshua from yesterday, that at least the Parsha Shkalim when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos is this laning. Ubishtei Torasaki, and I might have thought two of the lanings are from Pinchas. So you might as well just read two Torahs, right? You might need to take out a third one. The other one's from Pinchas too. So that's what I might have thought. Kamash Malan, the Chiddush is that you don't do that. Vilema Havla Bayhach, so why doesn't he just say the one about Rosh Chodesh Teves? Rosh Chodesh Adar, and not say the one about Rosh Chodesh Teves. Chad B'Chalcha Verte Eretuma. Really, he did only make one statement, and when the Gemara has both of these, it's really Talmidim who extrapolated both statements from the one statement that he said. So really, he only said one. Period. So this was all about Shkalim. Just to say over what I said yesterday for 2 minutes, it's the what I used in the drasha last week, and that is a beautiful piece in Rav Moshe in Drosh Chaf Hei, in the back of our drasha Moshe, where he says, as we're going to see today, there seems to be a connection between the Dalai Parshias, not just four separate ideas, but there's a connection, as we're going to see later on today, that we don't want to be mafsik sometimes between the Parshias, unless we have to. So why wouldn't we want to be mafsik? Because obviously there's a tahalich, there's a process here. So Rav Moshe develops the idea that based on the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, where Yirmiyahu says, "Ayishalel chacha b'chachwaso, v'ayishalel gibra b'gvuraso, v'ayishalel asher b'ashro, ki imbezos yishalel mishalel." A person shouldn't praise himself, or a person feels sometimes that we're misguided, and we feel that there are three types of goals in life: osher, chachma, and gvura. Those three people think riches is the goal. People think chachma is the goal, to understand everything in life. And if we don't understand something, that it doesn't exist, or if I don't understand it, that it must not be true. And gvura, of course, being a gibor, being the strongest, being the most ahead. And Rav Moshe says that really these three are to be used as means to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those aren't goals, but they are means to be used to serve Hashem, and that's what Yirmiyahu means. Don't be mishalal in the gvura and the osher and the chachma by itself, but haskel v'yadoa osi. It's really all to be used for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rav Moshe says that's even symbolized, again there's more, I'm not reading the whole thing, but that's also symbolized by the mezuzah. Because when you walk through a doorway in life symbolizes our point of bringing things into our life and putting things out of our life. That's our Bechira Chafshis point. That's the symbol of the doorway. So the door, the top of the doorway, the threshold on top is symbolizing Chachma. The right side is symbolizing Gvura. The left side, which is the north side in Halacha, because you forward means east, so the north side would be, the left side would be north. That's the Shulchan in the Mishkan and in the Mizbeach, and that symbolizes Osher. So all three of them are in the doorway. We use all of these, and then we put a mezuzah on the doorway to symbolize that all of these are L'shem Hashem, all of these are to be channeled to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he answers a couple of other questions that we discussed, but then he says, maybe that's Dalet Parshias. Before we become a nation, before we become naturally born on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, so we have to make sure that we have the right mentality. Shkalim ha'esheliyad b'yarbe v'aldalo yamit, that negates the Osher mentality. And the second is Parshas Zachar, Amalek thought that they were Gvura, they were Giborim, that negates the Gibor mentality, that we beat Amalek. And number three, Parshas Parah, the ultimate Chok, the ultimate anti-Chachma mentality is Parah Aduma. So those three are taken away. And finally, Parshas HaChodesh, when we are meant to be Mischadish ourselves and renew ourselves in our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the ultimate right before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So Moshe talks about that there, that really there's a Hemshech, there's a Tahalich to all of these Dalet Parshias. Okay, let's now continue. Itmar. Rosh Chodesh, six lines from the bottom. Rosh Chodesh Teves, Shechal Yos Bechol. Rosh Chodesh Teves that falls out on a weekday. Meaning we just spoke about if it fell out on Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh Teves, which is in the middle of Chanukah, falls out on a weekday. So you have to lean about Chanukah and about Rosh Chodesh. So what do you do? So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak or Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, Karutzlasa Rosh Chodesh V'chad V'chanukah. The first three are Rosh Chodesh, and the last one we read is Chanukah. That's what we do. First three are Rosh Chodesh, and one is Chanukah. For Evdimi, Dimin Chaifa, Omar, Karu Tzlasa V'chadeh V'chad Rosh Chodesh. The opposite. Three aliyahs are given to Chanukah, and the fourth aliyah is Rosh Chodesh. Amar Rabbi Mani, Kavasi de Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka Mistavra. I think Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka makes sense, the first opinion. The first read Rosh Chodesh. Why? The Tadir V'she'enu Tadir, Tadir Kodem. Because which one is more common? So you got 12 Rosh Chodeshim, or maybe even more, because sometimes you have a 2-day Rosh Chodesh, and Chanukah is not Tadir, it's only 8 days. So therefore, Tadir She'enu Tadir, Tadir Kodem. Some say it's not only Tadir doesn't only mean more times. Some Makara has seen that it's more spread out. That you have this once a month. It's not like all bunched up together through 8 days, one time a year. But it's all across and spread out, so that's what makes it, that's why it is Tadir. And the marker for Tadir, Vishenu Tadir, the Gemara says in Masechus Vachim, is the Karbanos Tamid. That whenever you have a Shabbos or a Yantif or any other special day, first you bring the Karban Tamid Shal Shachar, or you bring the Karban Tamid Shabbat Arbayim, and then not the Tamid Shabbat Arbayim, that's separate din, but you bring the Musafin in the order of Tadirus. After you bring the Tamid in the afternoon, you bring the Musaf of Shabbos, then the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, or the Musaf of Yantif. Musaf of Shabbos comes first. Why? Because that is Tadir. It comes up all the time when we use the principle of Tadir. It comes up by Kiddush. That's why we say Bori Priya Gafen first, before we say Asher Kedushar B'Sos of Ratzavanu, right? Because of Tadir. Comes up many times. I'm Rabbi Avin. Rabbi Avin says the opposite. Kavasid Rav Dimi Mistavra. I think Rav Dimi is correct that the first three aliyahs should be Chanukah, and the fourth one should be Rosh Chodesh. Mi Garam L'Ravi'i Sheyavo. What caused there to be a fourth aliyah today? Rosh Chodesh. That caused the fourth aliyah. Hilkach Ravi'i B'Rosh Chodesh Bo'i Mikri. That's why the fourth aliyah is given to, should be Rosh Chodesh. That's why the first three should be Chanukah, and the fourth should be Rosh Chodesh. Tosfos in Masechta Shabbos on Daf Chav Gimel discusses why isn't Chanukah first because of Pirsumei Nisa. Sometimes the Gemara contrasts or asks a question about Chanukah versus, or Purim versus another halacha, you know, based on Pirsumei Nisa. Which should go first? Is he only have one candle? Do you say Ner Shabbos because it's Shalom Bayis, or do you say Ner Chanukah because of Pirsumei Nisa? So Pirsumei Nisa is a very strong factor. So shouldn't that be a factor here too? Why don't you say Chanukah first because of Pirsumei Nisa? Tosfos on the Chav Gimel and Mabez and Masechta Shabbos gives two answers. Number one, he says Pirsumei Nisa is only when you have a choice. You have to do one or the other. If you have to do one or the other, then Pirsumei Nisa could play a role and say, do this one to be Mefarsim the Nes. But just to delay, just to push off until a little later, then that's not Pirsumei Nisa. Then you do both, and Pirsumei Nisa isn't as much of a factor. Pirsumei Nisa is only Makdimin. Mashem Makdimin, the gross Bishar Rosh Chodesh, Mishub, the Kriyas HaTorah, Kivit, the Matzi, Levit, Shravayu, Tadir. Pirsumei Nisa, Adin, Shravayu, Tadir. But if it's low Efshar, so then Pirsumei Nisa, Adif. Number one. Number two, he says, laning is not so much Pirsumei Nisa. Neros, that's Pirsumei Nisa. But the laning doesn't mention the Chanukah candles, the laning of Chanukah, mentions the Nesiyim. So that's Pesubei Nisa. Okay, it's a remez. The Chanukah is a mizbeach. But you're not mazkir the Neiros, so therefore, not even like the Haftorah. The Haftorah in Zechariah, you mentioned a menorah. Because that's why it's not a full Pesubei Nisa, so that's why it wouldn't be a factor here. Those are the two deus in Tosfos on Daf Chav Gimel. Okay, let's continue. My havi Allah, four lines at the bottom. So what's the halacha? Do you lay Chanukah first or Rosh Chodesh first? Rav Yosef Amar Ein Mashkichin Rosh Chodesh. Rav Yosef says, forget about Rosh Chodesh, meaning do Chanukah first, three aliyahs and then Rosh Chodesh. Rabba Amar Ein Mashkichin B'Chanukah. Rabba says, no, don't worry about Chanukah, meaning do Rosh Chodesh first. V'hilchasa Ein Mashkichin B'Chanukah. The halacha is, we don't focus on Chanukah. V'Rosh Chodesh Iker. Rosh Chodesh is the Iker. Rosh Chodesh, you do three aliyahs of Rosh Chodesh and one of Chanukah, and that is what we do. What happens if you messed up? What happens if you made a mistake? It happens sometimes. You lay in for a couple of days, you've been laying in Chanukah, then all of a sudden Rosh Chodesh, you start laying in Chanukah again. And you're like, oy vey, it's Rosh Chodesh. Well, I didn't remember that halacha, that we're not mashkichah b'Chanukah. It says, machlokas between the Ramah and the Taz. Machlokas Rishonim. The Ramah says, in Tuf Reish Pei Dalad, it's machlokas Rishonim, which is quoted in the Ramah and the Taz. I said Rishonim, but it's Rishonim. Right, they're quoted in the Ramah and the Taz. Says the Ramah, the imta'a hachazin, the ka'a revi'i, let's start from the beginning. Let's say you lay in all four Rosh Chodesh. You forgot about Chanukah. That's one mistake that you can make. You finish. You lay in all Rosh Chodesh, so that was the Iker. So if you didn't lay in Chanukah at all, that's it. If you don't take out a second Sefer Torah, you don't lay more. But if you take out a second Sefer, then you can read a fifth Aliyah about Chanukah. But what about the opposite case? Let's say like the more common mistake, that you start lighting Chanukah. Tzarech lahafzik likros b'shal Rosh Chodesh. Says the Ramah, you gotta stop. You gotta stop, because this is the wrong lighting. It's the wrong lighting, and therefore you gotta stop and go to the Rosh Chodesh lighting. The Mishnah Berurah here quotes the Taz, that he says, Hai piskalav samchahu, the eight tzarech lahafzik, you don't have to, the Kohen can get Chanukah, the first Aliyah, okay, so you missed out the first Aliyah. The first, the Kohen could get Chanukah, and then you could switch, the rest could get Rosh Chodesh. So it's my focus between the Ramah and the Taz about that halacha, if there is a mistake. How do you make Hosafa during the week? It's interesting that the Shulchan Aruch says, here, if it's the wrong laning, you're allowed to. It's the wrong laning. Usually you're not allowed to make a Hosafa. Right, so if he didn't lane. Maybe if he didn't lane, because you have to make it up. Or Pagam of the Rishon, so we say that a person can be a little late to work, because we're talking about the Hilchos Sefer Torah. Okay. Itmar, second to last line. Chalios b'va'ata t'saveh. What happens if Parshas Shkolim, Rosh Chodesh Adar, falls out on Parshas t'saveh? Something that is impossible, according to our calendar. Right, but in the days that they were Makadosh Apiriya, you could Parsha Shkalim, could fall out on Tetzaveh. So what's interesting about this case? You lane Tetzaveh, and at the end of Tetzaveh is Kisisa. So you're going to lane Shkalim for Maftir, but it's like you're going in order. So is there any issue with that? After you finish Tetzaveh, you're going to be laning Shkalim. So if it falls out on Ba'at Tetzaveh, on Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka is a major player on these topics. Karu Shisa mi Ba'at Tetzaveh ad Kisisa. No problem, no worry. Right, first lane six aliyahs from Ba'at Tetzaveh, v'chad mikisisa ad v'yasisa, and then lane shkalim. Don't worry about anything. Go straight, even though it appears like you're continuing. No problem. Again, it seems like from this Gemara that like what they did in the times of the Gemara, that Amafter was not an extra aliyah, but if it was Ola, and therefore, because it says you lane six from the Parsha, and then Shvi'i is Maftir. Shvi'i is Shkalim. So that's what, it sounds like Ola, the minyan Shiva, in the days of the Gemara. Again, our minug is not that, but that was the minug then. So that's, Rabbi Yisrael Nafka says, don't worry about it. Amar Abaya, Amri, Ukmi Hutukam, Ukmi Hasim. It's not Nikar what you're doing. People will think you're just going straight. People will think, oh, Parshas Tetzaveh ends after the story of the Shkalim. People aren't going to be focused on it. Ella, Amar Abaya, again, maybe in those days they didn't all have Chumashim also, that says, you know, have the pay, Samach, 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 with the number of Psukim in the Parsha. They're listening to the Valkore. So the Valkore continues going straight. They don't see anybody rolling the Torah. They don't see, this is going straight. Okay. The Tzav is a little longer this year. Oh, I didn't remember. I didn't finish being Maver Sedra. Gotta do a little more. So Rabbi says, I can't do that. Ella. So what's the choice? Ella Amar Abaya, Karu Shisa Miva'ata Tzav Advia Sisa. You lane six aliyahs, and you go through Shkalim. in the six aliyas, v'chatani v'karmi kisisav ad vatisa, then you reach Kalam again. So then people say, what's going on here? You're reading the same thing again. Oh, it must be they want to make sure that we know that this is Shkalim and this isn't part of the aliyah. So that's how Abaye says to solve the problem. The Nemuka Yosef says, why don't you just have seven aliyas in Tetzaveh? Right, so what that you should do, six aliyas in Tetzaveh, and then one. So make seven aliyas in Tetzaveh, and then have them after. So that's unusual. People will realize, hey, what's seven aliyas? And an extra one. So why don't you just do that as a hecker? People will think you made a hosafa, says the Nemuka Yosef. People will think there's a chassan, there's a simcha, or there's somebody who's got to get the aliyah. So people still won't be nikar. So that's why that possibility wasn't given. Okay, Meisvei. So we quote a brisa which we had yesterday. Chaliyas a brisa smuchala. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on the parsha that's samuch to Kisisa, so we understand this right now to mean it fell out on the Shabbos before or after Rosh Chodesh Adar. Either fell out on Tetzaveh or Vayakel. Chaliyas parsha smuchala. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on the parsha that's next to it, bein milfanah bein milachareha, before Tetzaveh. After Vayakel, Korin Osav Koflan Osav. What's the language of the Braisa? You read it double. You read it twice. So Gemara assumes that's mamish what Abaye just said. Bishlam Allah Abaye Nicha. According to Abaye, we understand this exactly what you do. If it falls out Lifaneha, if it falls out on the Shabbos before Kisisa, if it falls out at Tetzaveh, you double it. You read it twice. That's exactly what Abaye said you should do. You should go through it and you read it again. Elo Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka Kasha. But according to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, what does it do with this Braisa? He says you don't double it. He says you go straight. So Amalcha Rav Yitzchak Nafka, Abaye Minicha. Rav Yitzchak Nafka says back, one second. According to Abaye, this brisa is good. What about the other word of the brisa? Teinach Lefaneha. This brisa, according to your understanding, makes sense by Lefaneha, where Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Tetzaveh. La'achareha, but if it falls out on Vayakel, Hechi Mishkachazlah. So what kind of doubling are you talking about when it falls out on Vayakel? What are you going to double it? Not going to double anything. What must you say? What does the brisa really mean? Kofla bishabasos. The brisa really means that you double it in Shabbosim, meaning you lay the same thing two consecutive Shabbosim, not on the same Shabbos. That's what the brisa means, and that's why when you have it on full on Vayakel, it's two in a row, because last week was Kisisa, you lay Kisisa, and this is Vayakel and it's Shkalim. So that's what it means. So Chanami Kofla bishabasos. So too, by the word Lefaneha, it also means that it doesn't mean that you double it on the same Shabbos, like Abaye said. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka would say, no, it means that you double it on consecutive Shabbosim, and you lay it after Tetzaveh, one Shabbos, and then the following Shabbos you lay Kisisa. So no Raya, that's not what the Braisa is talking about. So that is all if the Shkalim ever falls on Tetzaveh, and we're worried, are you going to think that this is a continuation of the Parsha? What about this case, says the Gemara? Chaliyos b'kisisa atzma. Again, something that does not happen. B'zman hazeh. What if Parsha Shkalim or Shkodesh Adar falls out on Kisisa? On Kisisa. So if it falls out on Kisisa, so it's the same, you're going to learn the same thing. You got to learn Kisisa and you got to learn Kisisa. So what do you do? So Amar B'Yisrael Nafka, no problem. Karushisa min v'yasisa ad vayakel. V'chad kari mikisisa ad v'yasisa. Rabbi Yisrael Nafka has an amazing shita. He says you first learn the second half of the Parsha, and then you learn the first half of the Parsha. So they know it can function as both. You start with V'yasisa, which is right after the Parsha Sashkalim, and then, right, the V'yasisa Kiyar Nechoshes, and then you go back and you learn the first Aliyah. That's what you do, so people realize that this is Shkalim and it's part of Kisisa.
If you did it the regular way, if you read Kisisa, and then read the beginning of Kisisa again,
right,
will people realize?
Right, so he doesn't have that possibility. He says maybe it's why should you have to do that? You're reading the same thing, so you could have kill two birds with one stone. You're reading it, so read it at the end, so switch the order. Amazing. He says you can read part of the Torah out of order. It says the Gemara, Maskevla Abaya, Hashta Amilu Mafreyo Dekari. People are going to say, right, it even sounds like it's not an inherent problem, this is what people are going to say. People are going to say, what are you doing reading backwards? Lamafreyo Kari, to be Zion Torah. He goes straight, what's going on? Lamafreyo Kari. El Amar Abaya Abaya says, no. Kari Shisad Vayakel. Read six aliyas, the whole parsha. V'chatani v'garmi v'kisizad v'asisa. Exactly what we would have thought. That you read the whole parsha, then you laid it again. You laid it again, no problem. Rav Yitzchak Nafka seems not to be into the doubling idea, while Abaye says it's okay. So here again, Abaye L'shitaso says you could double it, while he says not. Tani kavasi da Abaye, Abaye says the words Abaye, chaliyas b'kisisa atzma, korinus l'vakoflanosa. Right, to Abaye, if it falls out, for Shkodesh Adar, if it falls out on kisisa, then you read it double. Okay, there is a story that I mentioned in past years. a story quoted in the Ur Sameach. How many of those do you have? Story in the Ur Sameach and Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, where Hilchas Tefillah, where at the end he talks about Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah. Nishalti Bishnas Tafresh Mem Gimel. I had a Shiloh Tafresh Mem Gimel, 1883. Hayah Chacham Echad. He says there was a Chacham, and he says I was in Shul, and it was Parshas Shkalim Rosh Chodesh Adar Parshas Pekudei. That's the set the stage. It was Parshas Pekudei, and it was Rosh Chodesh, and it was Shkalim. So let's figure out the Elias here. So first there's Shishi. Shishi is going to be Chazak. Shishi is going to be Chazak. Shvi'i is going to be Rosh Chodesh. And Maftir is going to be Shkalim. Right, that's the order. The problem was, they came to the Meshech Chachma, and they say to him, there was one guy that bought all the Chazaks the whole year. That's a pastor. He bought all the Chazaks the whole year. It's his. And there's another guy that bought the Aliyah before Achron the whole year. The Aliyah was usually Shishi. The Aliyah before the last real Aliyah. Somebody bought that. Shishi is a right? They say it's a Rebbe Aliyah. He bought the Aliyah before Achron. Right, Shishi. So he bought that for the whole year. So the Chazak man comes to the Meshech Chachma and says, I bought the Chazaks. It's my Aliyah. But the person who bought the Aliyah before the last Aliyah says, it's my Aliyah. It just so happens that Chazak is Shishi this week. But I bought it. Right? Obviously nobody thought about this at Simchas Torah. Right? It wasn't in the fine print. It wasn't in the fine print there. So they thought it comes 6 months later, and they say, so they come to the Meshech Chachma. So how are you paskin? You make the call. What do you say? Where do you look? Where do you look for such halachas? So the gavos of the Meshech Chachma. See, this is the case. The Achron v'Achron Korim Bishal Rosh Chodesh v'Nimkar Bishal Zuh Ha'Echad Lufnei Achron LeIsh Echad Al Kol Shabzos Hashana V'Hasiyumim MeHasvarim LeIsh Acher Im Kain L'Mi Yeshayach Aliyah D'Siyam HaSefer Shahayom Lufnei Achron Ich LaHoros V'Lechora Hu Adin Mevuar B'Choshen Mishpat. L'chore is a mefurish Shulchan Aruch in Choshen Mishpat. If you have the big Shulchan Aruch, it's the first page of Chelek Beis of Choshen Mishpat. First page. What's the case? We have Choshen Mishpat. There's a case. You're sitting in shul. You have 10 people sitting on a bench in shul. The guy who's sitting on the end brought a friend for Shabbos. Or somebody just moved in and it's his friend. So he wants to put another chair next to him in the aisle, next to his bench. So he wants to add on a chair there. So can he do that? So they say, Hadin imo v'yachol limchos, the rest of the people could be mocha. They say, no! I'm only one from the end now, and now I'm going to be two from the end. It's not allowed. Says the Meshech Chachma. Seems like the same kind of case. Right? You're one from the end, you could be mocha, and push off the guy. You don't want to be two from the end. You want to be next. You don't want to be two from next. Right, that's, he says he can be mocha. And he goes back and forth, whether it's a good raya. So again, that's just a godless of bringing that Shulchan Aruch out of the pot. Unbelievable. But then at the end of the second Gemara, he says, no, I want to make everybody happy. So he says, you know what? The Aliyah lefnei Achron can be understood as the Aliyah before Achron in that Sefer. So he says, the Chazak man should get the Chazaks, because that Lechora we would have said, you bought the Chazaks, and the Aliyah before Achron, you can be Yotzei, the Aliyah before Achron in the Chazak Sefer. And that's why he gave him Chamishi, and he gave the Chazak man, he gave Chazak. Okay, that is where Halacha Lamaisa, Shkalim, it might come up, Arsamech. Okay, let's continue. So the Mishnah had said, if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out during the week, then Parsha Shkalim is the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh. Itmar. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechalios Be'erev Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh Adar that falls out on Erev Shabbos. That's Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Friday. Rav Amar Makdimin. Rav says that you're Makdim. Friday doesn't make any difference. You do it for the previous day. And it can fall out on Friday. Right? So, as we'll see a little later. Rabbi Amar Makdimin Shmuel Amar Achmed. Shmuel says, no. Once it falls out on a Friday, you know what? Shkalim is the following day. Do Shkalim the next day if it already falls out on Friday. What's the svaris? Rabbi Amar Makdimin. Rav says, you do it earlier to Imkain, Batsri Lahu Yomi L'Shulchanos. As we said yesterday, you need at least 2 weeks before the money changers set up their tables in order to collect the shkalim. So you need at least 2 weeks before they set up their tables. So Rav says, if Rosh Chodesh is Friday, and you're going to say shkalim is tomorrow, so that's when the zecher to those tables are going to be done. It's less than 2 weeks. That's why you got to do it beforehand to make sure you have 2 weeks before the 15th of Adar. Shmuel Amar Machmir. Shmuel says, no, there's no reason to here in this case. So you can just do it the following day. Why? Amar Lecha Sof Sof. If Rosh Chodesh falls out on Friday. So when's the 15th? The 15th is Friday, 2 weeks from that day. They're not going to set up stuff on Friday. It's Erev Shabbos. And they're not going to set up stuff the next day. It's Shabbos. So in this year, they're only going to set up on the 17th. So Chamisa b'mali Shamsa Mikla. The 15th is going to fall on a Friday. They're not going to really set up anything until Sunday. That's why you're allowed to be ma'acher. The Sifsei Chachamim on the Gemara says, what about the concept of Zrizim Akdimim L'mitzvahs? Zrizim Akdimim, there's a mitzvah to lay in Shkalim. So why don't I say Zrizim Akdimim and do it on the previous Shabbos? Well, what's the svar for Shmuel? So he says he is sowed. He has to figure out if this works in all the places. He says Zrizim Akdimim is only when the Zman HaMitzvah has already come, and you're determining when in the Zman HaMitzvah to do it. Today's the day of the bris. It's better to do it in the shop in the morning because Zrizim Akdimim L'mitzvahs. If you already have the Zman HaMitzvah. But if you're determining when the Zman HaMitzvah should be, that's not Zrizim Akdimim. That's determining when it should be. So that is maybe what saves Shmuel. You have to work this out because remember we had a Gemara a couple weeks ago that said which is the real Adar. And which is the real Adar when you have two Adars. So one Manda Amar said, do it in the second Adar because you want to be Masmich Geula LeGeula. But the other Manda Amar said, do it in the first Adar. Why? Zerizim Makdim LeMitzvahs. So isn't that determining also? So I don't know, Tzarachiyin. That's determining also when this Man HaMitzvah is, when you should do it. But anyway, that's his Yesod. Gotta work it out if it applies in all the places. Okay, Tznan. Says the Mishnah. So we want to prove. So it's Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. When Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Friday, when Shkalim? Previous Shabbos or the following day. So let's try to prove it from our Mishnah. Chalius betocha Shabbos makdim l'sha'avim mafsik l'shabbos acheres. What does it say in our Mishnah? If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out during the week, then you do it the previous Shabbos. My lava filu be'erev Shabbos. Isn't that, it doesn't, so doesn't include even if it falls out on Friday, you do it beforehand? Lo, betocha Shabbos dafka. No, maybe when it says, betocha Shabbos, it means during the week and Friday is like it's not included. Separate bria, it's erev Shabbos. Sefer Tobi medai from our Mishnah. Tashma, another try. The Brisa says at the bottom of the Amid, we're going to have the Brisa in full, but now we're quoting the part of it. Tashma, Ezehu Shabbos Rishona, which is the first special Shabbos of laning? Kol Shachal Rosh Chodesh Adar Lios Pasocha. Any week that Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out in that week, via Filu Be'erev Shabbos, even Fridays. So my love, doesn't the Brisa mean as follows? Afilu be'erev Shabbos dumi detocha. Erev Shabbos is similar to if it fell out during the rest of the week. Matocha makdimin off Erev Shabbos makdimin. Just like tocha, you're makdimin to the previous Shabbos. So do an Erev Shabbos if it falls out on Friday. Says the Gemara, no, Omar Shmuel. What would Shmuel say? Shmuel who says that you really, if it falls out on a Friday, you do it the following day? No, there's a different understanding of the Tosefta. Ba. V'chein tana de be Shmuel, ba. What does that mean? When the Brisa says that Rosh Chodesh falls out bisocha, that means if it falls out on Shabbos. And afil be'erev Shabbos means even if it fell out on Erev Shabbos, it has the same din as if it fell out on the following day of Shabbos. Ba here does not mean during the week, it means on Shabbos itself. That's how you understand the Brisa according to Shmuel. Kitanoi, so let's say this itself is a machlokas tanoim, whether if it fell on a Friday, you would do it the following day or the previous week. Misargin l'shabbos, so it's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're allowed to have breaks in the Dalet Parashiyos. Okay, we're going to get to later on Amud Beis exactly when the breaks are. Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to have breaks. So we assume that he holds you're allowed to have breaks. So you do it the previous week, because then the following week, if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Friday, then the previous week is Shkalim, the following day is nothing. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Rabbi Ben Elazar Omer Ein Misargin. Rabbi Ben Elazar says, no, you don't have breaks. You have them all straight. As we mentioned for the Vark from Rav Moshe, why would he want to not have breaks if they're all four separate ideas? It's mashma that it's one unit, it's one hemshach. Amr Rav Shimon Elazar, emas ani omer emas argan. But when do I say that you can't skip weeks in the middle? Bizman shachalias be'erev Shabbos. When Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Erev Shabbos, that's when I said you can't have breaks. And that's why the following day is Shkalim. Like Shmuel said, Avo Bizman Shachali is Batocha Shabbos, but if Rosh Chodesh falls out in the middle of the week, then Makdim Bakari Mishabbos Sha'avra Av Bishu Shvat. So then you're going to have breaks, because you're going to have breaks later on. So that's what he says. You're allowed to have a break. When I said that you don't have a break, that's if it falls out on Friday, which is Shita Shmuel. So it's a Machlokas Tanoim what to do if it falls out on Friday. What we do, we read it the Shabbos before. We read it, even though it falls out on Friday, like Rav. Bishniya Zachar, Bechulu. So the second special parsha is Parsha Zachar, which we had a shiur on a couple weeks ago about what we're supposed to remember about Parsha Zachar, Chazar or Mesakein, to read Parsha Zachar, the mitzvah d'araisa of Zachiris Amalek, to put it before Purim, to be masmich the victory over Haman to Amalek. Itmar, Purim Shechalis, Be'er Shabbos, same machlokas. What happens if Purim falls out on Friday? So Rav Amar Makdimin, what we do? Rav says, you're Makdim, Parsha Zachar. The previous week it's Parsha Zachar. Shmuel Amar Machrin. Shmuel again says, no. Shmuel says, Parsha Zachar is done after Purim. Parsha Zachar is done on Tezvav. 14th is Friday, you have Purim, and the following day is Zachar. Rav Amar Makdimin, Rav says, you're Makdim, why? Kechid lo tiktum asila Zachira. Why? Because you want to have first Zachira Samalek, which is Parsha Zachar. Then you want to have the Asiyah. You want to have the Mitzvahs, the Suda. You want to have that Zachira first. Ushmuel or Ma'acher, and Shmuel says, no, you can be Ma'acher. Why? An amazing idea. Omer lacha, kivan te'ika mukafi da'avdi b'chameisar, asira v'zachir b'hadi adadi ka'askin. Since today, Shushan Purim, there are some Jews in the world celebrating today, so then that's enough to say that the asiya is not done beforehand, right? Even though we did our mitzvahs yesterday on Friday, but still, because there are some Jews doing stuff today, so that has ramifications for the Jews outside of Shushan and outside of all cities as well. So it's not considered that Asiyah is being done earlier, the Asiyah and the Zechira being done on the same day.
Even though it's such a tremendous
miyad
of Jews.
Even though it's such a tremendous miyad of Jews. Amazing. Sounds like, so that fact, that is, it sounds like the Be'ikar HaTakana, we know there's Aser Hesped V'Tainis both days, there is something on Tezvah for everybody, we don't say Tachanun in those days, but these might reflect something deeper, that there is something about this day, even for all of Klal Yisrael. Interesting kasha that the Turei Evan asked. The Turei Evan says, what are we talking about here? We're talking about what's called Purim Mishulash, right? Yud Dalet falls out on Friday, Tezvah falls out on Shabbos, and then Sunday is Sunday. So what's the halacha by Purim Mishulash in this type of case? 3-day Purim in Yerushalayim. What's the halacha? So what happened a couple of years ago? Purim falls out on Friday. But what do you do in Yerushalayim when Purim falls out on Shushan? Purim falls out on Shabbos. So we mentioned before it's 3-3-3. We paskin. Friday is the Megillah and Matanos Levyonim. Shabbos is what? Shabbos is the laning of Purim in Al Hanisim. Sunday, Tezayin is the Seuda and Mishloach Manos. That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. So ask the Turei Evan, what's Asiya? What does Asiya mean? Asiya means the Seuda. Asiya means the Seuda. That's the Mishloach Manos, not the Megillah. Megillah is part of the Zecher. Asiya is the Seuda. But it says the Turei Evan, we don't paskin this way. We paskin that the Seuda is done on Sundays. What do you mean? The Seuda is done today in Shushan, so therefore it's good enough for the rest of the Jews. Nobody makes the Seuda today, says the Turei Evan. Look in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says in Tafresh Peches that the Seuda is not on a Shabbos. It's a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that the Seuda's Purim, when Shushan Purim falls out on Shabbos, cannot be done on Shabbos. It's done on Sunday. It has to be Nika that is Shabbos. So Turei Evan leaves it at Sarach Ian. But there are some achronim that say, you know what you see from this Gemara? That the Shulchan Aruch is wrong. We don't pass on the Shulchan Aruch. That you're allowed to have a Seudas Purim on Shabbos. The Magen Avraham quotes the Maharal Bach that says, he used to have, on Purim Mishulash, he used to have the Seuda on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah quotes it. Mishnah Berurah quotes it in Tafresh Peches, Sivkan Yudches. Not the Maharal Bach. Maharal Chabib. Yeah, Herich Lohochiev. The Bavli Shalanu Enos overcame. We don't hold like the Yerushalmi. V'daitu Shasuda he b'Shabbos. V'asa kein Maisib Yerushalayim. So you are used. He does it on that day. So how do you answer the Shulchan Aruch though? Shulchan Aruch, obviously Shulchan Aruch knew the Gemara. Shulchan Aruch said the Seuda was done on Sunday. So how do you say the Shulchan Aruch? So the Machzor Shekel on the bottom of the Magen Avraham has two suggestions. Number one, he says, maybe because today's the Iker day, you should have the Seuda. Well, Maisa, you don't, but today's the Mechayim. Tomorrow's just the Tashlumin of today's Seuda. So maybe that's why it's good enough to call today Bahadi Hadadi. That's one idea. Or number two, he says, maybe the fact that you read about Amalek in Beshalach, you read Vayavo Amalek, that's also enough of an Asiyah. But that's two ways you can save the Shulchan Aruch. But other than that, this Gemara seems to be a pretty strong Raya that you don't have the Seuda on Shabbos when Shushan Purim falls out on Shabbos. Okay, let's continue. Tanan. So again, we're talking about the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. When Rosh Chodesh, when Purim falls out on Friday, when it's Parsha Zachar, so Rav says you do it the Shabbos before, and Shmuel says you do it the day after. Tanan, Bishniya Zachar. The Mishnah says, though, the words, the second Shabbos Zachar. So we're assuming now, the way we're understanding our Mishnah, is that the Mishnah says, if Shkolim fell out on Shabbos beforehand, the second Shabbos you read Zachar. Says the Gemara, do the math. Baki Mikla Reish Yarcha b'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Adar fell out on Shabbos, Mikla Purim b'Erev Shabbos. Purim fell out on Friday, right? Because day 1 and day 15 is going to be Shabbos, so day 14 is going to be Friday. B'Ktani B'Shini Zachar. It says the second week you do Zachar, which is a Raya to Rav that you read it the previous week. So Amar Papa, my Shini Yishni Elahav Saka. No, second one doesn't mean second in a row. It means the second one out of the special ones. So really, you could have one in between. Tashma. So we're going to try to, again, bring up part of the Brisa that we brought before. And we're going to have the same give and take as we just had earlier. The Brisa says, what is the second special Shabbos? When Purim falls out during the week, even Erev Shabbos. So my love, doesn't that Brisa mean Erev Shabbos dum yedetocha? Erev Shabbos similar to if it fell out during the week. Matocha makdimin af Erev Shabbos makdimin. Just like if it had fallen out during the week, you'd be makdim into the previous Shabbos. So too, if it falls out on Friday, you're makdim into the previous Shabbos. As we said before, that no, this Brisa should be understood as if it fell out on Shabbos, not during the week. And the Brisa is teaching me that if it fell out on Erev Shabbos, it's the same halacha as if it had fallen out the following day on Shabbos, meaning the special day, if Parsha Zachar was done the day after Purim on Shabbos. Period. Chalias b'Shabbos atzma. What happened if Purim falls out on Shabbos? Again, something that cannot happen according to our calendar. Yud Dalid cannot fall out on Shabbos. Tezvav could fall out on Shabbos. Shushan Purim. But Purim cannot fall out on Shabbos. So what happens if it did? Bizman did the Ur Mekadesh and it could. So what do you do? Amar Rav Huna. When's Parsha Zachar? That's the question. So Amar Rav Huna, Dibri HaKol Eimak Dimon. According to Rav Huna says, everybody says that Zachar is that day. Zachar and Purim, it's all the same day. So you have to figure out what you do in order. You lay in Parsha Zachar that day, you lay in Vayavo Amalek that day, and you lay in whatever Parsha you lay in. Rav Nachman Amar Adayini Machlokas. Rav Nachman says, no, they would argue about this too. Rav would say, you do Zachar earlier. Itmar Nami, Amar Rav Chibar Abba, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav. Purim Shechalias B'Shabbos, Makdim B'Kori B'Shabbos, Sha'avra Zachar. So you lay in it the Shabbos before. Again, this is not Paskin the Shulchan Aruch, because it can't happen B'Zman HaZeh. That's why we're not sure exactly who we would Paskin like. Okay. Two dots. Shlishis Parah Aduma. Shlishis, the third special Parsha, is Parah Aduma. B'chulu. So Parsha Zachar, Rov Rishonim him say he's a mitzvah daraisa. Parsha Zachar, we know we're makbid. Women come to shul also because they're makbid to assume like they're included. What about para? What about para? So Chodesh is for sure derabanan. Shkalim is for sure derabanan. Zachar is probably daraisa according to most. What about para? So that is a machlokas. That's a machlokas Rishonim. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes it as a Yesh Omrim. The Shulchan Aruch, right at the beginning of Hilchos Megillah and the Hilchos Chanukah, Yesh Omrim. He quotes it about both. Yesh Omrim Shemarsha Zachar, Parshas Para Aduma, Chayavim Lakrosa Midaraisa. Right? Some say that. Zachar more than Para, but that's the Shulchan Aruch. And that's why he says you'd be machmir to hear that. Zachar, we know what the Makar is. Right? The Makar for Zachar is Zachar Eitz Asher Asal Chalamali. What's the Makar in the Torah for Parshas Para? That's what bothers the Achronim. What's the Makar? Some Rishonim say this. There's a line in the Tosfos that says, Par is Daraisa. What's the Makar in the Torah that Par is Daraisa? What's the Makar? So, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky suggests that it's a Pasuk in Parshas Ekev. Parshas Ekev. One of the Sheish Zachiris. It says, Zachar Sherek Safta Is Hashem Alkecha Bebidbar. Remember how you angered God in the desert. So, most Mefarshim, if you look in the books, it says, Zachiris Maisuha Egel over this Pasuk. So, most assume this means the Egel. Remember how you angered God. But says Rabbi Yaakov, look at the Psukim in Ekev. It says, Zachar Sherek, it says first, Ubechorev Hiksafta Mes Hashem. You angered God in Chorev, which is the Egel. Next Pasuk. Zachar. I forgot the exact lashon. Right? He says the following pasuk after Avav. Ubechorev. Opposite. It says first Zachar Asher Al Tishkach Eis Asher Eksatav Hashem Lekachem at Midbar. Remember how you angered God in the desert. And the next pasuk says Ubechorev Eksatav as Hashem. And in Chorev. And you did the Egel. Mamash, the first pasuk is not the Egel. First pasuk is not the Egel. Second pasuk is the Egel. It has a Vav Achibur. So the first pasuk is not. So what's the first pasuk talking about? What's that Zachar? It's one of the Sheish Zachiris. What's that Zachar? So you can look at the Emes Liakov and Parshas Ekev. He says that Zachar he thinks is Mara. Where they anchor God before the Egel? Only in Mara. They complained for water there. So he says, what's the whole symbolism of that event? He discusses it there. Hopefully we'll talk about it one day. But then, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give them in Mara? To counter whatever problem they were having in terms of complaining? Paraduma. Paraduma. What did he give him Paraduma for? Shabbos? Okay, you can do Shabbos already. You can do Kippur of Aim already. But you don't have a Mishkan yet. What are you giving Paraduma for? So obviously there's a message of Paraduma that they needed to get then. But he develops the idea, he thinks that's Parshas Para. That's the makar for Parshas Para being Midaraisa. Zachar Asher Eksafta, that Pasuk, that's the makar for Parshas Para. Okay. Tan Rabbanon, Ezui Shabbos Shlishis. What's the third special Shabbos? Kol Shesmucha LePurim Me'achareha. So when's Para? First opinion says, always the Shabbos after Purim. Shabbos Yom Tov Purim. Itmar Racham Bar Chanina Amar Shabbos Esmucha Lo Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rav Chama says no, it's the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, not the one after Purim. Below Pligi, there's no machlokas here. Had the Ikla Rosh Chodesh Nisan b'Shabbos, had the Ikla b'Emsa Shabbos. It depends. If Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls out on Shabbos, so Parshas Chodesh is that day. So then Parah is the not the Shabbos before. But if it falls out during, in other words, you work it out that Parah is always the Shabbos before Parshas Chodesh. That's how it works. That's the rule. So if you work it out, so if Parshat Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls out on Shabbos, so then you don't have to be mocked in Parshas Chodesh to the Shabbos before. So then you read the previous Shabbos Parshas Parah. But the opposite, you don't have to read it the Shabbos before. L'maisa, it works out that Parah is always the Shabbos before Parshas Chodesh. But Revi is Achodesh Zelachem, and the fourth special Parsha is Achodesh Zelachem. Tanur Rabbanan. So now we're going to quote the entire brisa of what we quoted part of it earlier. Tanur Rabbanan, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shecholias B'Shabbos Korn Kisisa Maftir B'Yehoyada. Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, you read Kisisa, you read Shkalim, and you Maftir in Yehoyada, which talks about Shkalim. Ve'ezi Shabbos Bishona. What's the first Shabbos? Kol Shachar Rosh Chodesh Adar Lias B'Socha Afilu Be'erev Shabbos. Whatever that means, according to Rav and Shmuel. Let's just translate it like Rav, because that's what we paskin. That's whenever Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out during the week, even on Friday, you read Shkalim B'Shabbos before. B'Shniyah Zachar, the second parsha, you read Zachar, Baftir Pakadati, and your Maftir Pakadati, Shmuel Aleph, Perek Tesvav, which is all about the story of Shaul and Shmuel, they didn't destroy Mamalek, etc. V'ezehi Shabbos Shniyah. And what is the second Shabbos? Kol Shachal Purim Lias B'Socha Afilu Be'erev Shabbos. Whatever week Purim falls out in, even if it falls out on Friday. B'Shlishis Paraduma. The third Shabbos you read Paraduma. Tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem will read Parshas Parah. Umaftirid V'Zarachti Aleichem. And we read the Haftorah from Yechezkel. Ve'ezehi Shabbos Shlishis Kol Shesmuchal Purim Yechareha. It's the Shabbos after Purim. Uberviyas Achodesh Azelachem. That you read Parshas Achodesh. Umaftirin. Komar Hashem Elokim Barishon. Be'echad Lachodesh. Ve'ezi Shabbos Reviyas. Kosh Achavish Chodesh Nisan Lias Pesocha. Vafilu Be'er Shabbos. The fourth Shabbos is either Rosh Chodesh Nisan on Shabbos or the week that Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls out. Okay, so Rashi here quotes, sorry that I mentioned before, is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Zatu Budad Ubiyu. What's Zatu Budad Ubiyu? If you think I'm making it up, look at the fourth line in Rashi on top. Fourth line, last Y line. V'sim in Mesoras Hafsakas Parshias Kach. Zatu Budad Ubiyu. So you read this very long Rashi. What's Rashi mean? It's a simple Rashi. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. A mnemonic to remember which is the off Shabbosim during the Dalet Parshias. Which is the off Shabbosim? You remember it through the mnemonic of Zatu Budad Ubiyu. Zatu. What does Zatu mean? Zatu means if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, that's the Zayin. If it falls out on Shabbos, then the week off is going to be Tesvav Adar. That's Zatu. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, then Tesvav is going to be the week off. Bu, if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Monday, Beis, then the off Shabbos is going to be Vav Adar. Dad, that was this week, this year. This year was Sunday, Monday was Rosh Chodesh, so Monday was Aleph Adar. So that first Shabbos we had off. We had a break between Shkalim and Zachar. Dad, if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Wednesday, so then Dalet Adar, you're going to have a break, you're going to have an off Shabbos. Ubiyu, if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Friday, so like we said in the Gemara, we paskin that Shkalim is the week before. So you're going to have 2 weeks off in between. Biyu, Beis Adar, and Yud Vav, the 16th of Adar, both of those are going to be off. So that's K'nas the Shabbos. The Shabbos table tomorrow, what's Zatu Budad Ubiyu? And it's a way to teach it. It's in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Siman about Dalet Parshias, in Tuf Reish Pei Hei. Tuf Reish Pei Hei Sivav. The Shulchan Aruch feels the need to quote this so that we remember it. Okay, let's continue. Bechamishas chosen l'kesidron. So, the fifth week, you go back to normal. You go back to reading regular parshas. L'seder mai. What regular parshas? This is the machlokas we referred to yesterday. Rav Ami Amar l'seder parshias a choser. Rav Ami says, you go back to reading the regular parshios. According to Rabbi Ami, when you read one of the Dalet Parshias, you don't read the regular parshas Shavua. Easy to get Balkoris those weeks. Right? You just say Parsha Zachar. What do you mean Parsha Zachar? There aren't enough aliyahs. That's what Rabbi Evan says. You read Parsha Zachar 7 times. Read Parsha Zachar 7 times. That's what you do. Over and over again. That's what you do. Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar L'Seder Haftorah Zechozer. No, Rabbi Yirmiyah says, no. You read the regular Parsha. You're just talking about the Maftir. The Haftorahs. That's all that is being referred to here. The Haftorahs. Amar Abayah Kavazir Rabbi Mistavar. If Ami makes sense, that you go back, you skip the whole Parsha. Why? It's not, because the last line of the Mishnah says, L'Kol Mafsikin, all of the following take over the regular waning. L'Rashi Chadashim, L'Chanigal, L'Purim, L'Tanios, L'Ma'amados, L'Yamakipurim. So included in the list is tinyos and mamados, which only happen on weekdays. And there's only laning those days. Bishlam alamandar melatida parashios uchozer. According to the first opinion that the whole parsha is substituted for Hainu Deika Parsha Bechol. So that I understand what we're talking about here, because we're talking at weekdays, you have a different laning. Elamanda Amr L'Seder Haftarah Suchozer, Haftarah Bechol Mi'ika. But according to the Manda Amr that says, you just have a different Haftarah, Haftarah Bechol Mi'ika, that Haftarah Bechol, you know, you don't have Haftarah during the week. So what are we talking about? So if either, how would that, the other Manda Amr interpret the Mishnah? Hakadisa Vahakadisa. He would say, no, the ones that have a Haftarah, you change the Haftorah as well. The one that just have a laning, you just change the laning, no problem. So one second. The list is Taniyos that on fast days you change the laning. Why do you have to change the laning for? Why not by Shachris do the regular Parsha Shavua laning, and by Mitzvah you have two lanings that day, so you can do both. And by the afternoon lane by Achal. So what do you have to do both for? So Messiah the Rav Huna, this is a proof to Rav Huna. Dam Rav Huna mitzafer kinufya, because Rav Huna says we had it back in Masechus Tainus as well, that no, in the morning they all gathered around to figure out what the averis were. The Taniyos, they figured out what's causing this rain problem. So they were busy in the morning, they couldn't lane. So there was only one laning. So there's only one laning in the afternoon, so they had a lane by Yechal. So Echi Avdin, and by the way, says the Gemara, so the Ran says on this Gemara, Bizman Azeh, when we don't gather in the morning, so we just lane by Yechal twice. That's what we do. So Echi Avdinan. So what did they used to do on a fast day? The first half of the day, they tried to figure out what they have been doing wrong. The third quarter of the day, they lanes and they did haftarah. The last quarter of the day, they davened. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Vayikru b'sefer Torah Hashem Elokeihem revius hayom or revius misvadim u'mishtachvim." So you see, they lanes and they davened. They did vidui together. Maybe says the Gemara, maybe the Torah and the tefillah happened in the morning. How do you know? It says from this pasuk, Torah and Tefillah went together, but maybe these were the first half of the day, not the second half. Lo saka daitach, no, don't have that havamina. Dechsev, because the pasuk says, ve'elah ye'osfu kol chared b'divri elkei Yisrael, al ma'al ha'gola, v'ani yoshe mishomem al minchas ha'erev. V'ksev, minchas ha'erev kamti misa ha'nosi. So you see, in the afternoon, I got up for my tannis and I davened. You see, davening in the afternoon. So if you're davening and leaning in the afternoon, that's the proof. So we had back in, one of the achronim in the Birei Adaf, back in time, they said, what's the Havamina to daven first and lane first? And then, don't you have to first figure out what you did wrong and then do vidui on it? It's Tov HaVasheres Biado. You're like saying, forget, you don't know what you did wrong yet. So he says, no, maybe it's like Anshe Ninve. Anshe Ninve, what's the first thing they did? First they started screaming, no, we're going to do better, And then they went home and figured out what they did wrong. So there is a type of tshuva that right away you could accept. It's like a Nasa Benishma kind of tshuva. We're going to change. And then you could do something different. Okay, we'll stop here by the Mishnah. Okay, tomorrow has more laning discussions, more halachas, and Beth Hashem on Sunday we finish up, and we finish Beth Hashem Monday. Spread it around. Monday we start Meseches Moed Katan. Moed Katan and Chagiga, the last two, as we zero in on Seder Moed. We zero in on Seder Noshim. Okay. Have a good day. Today's show was sponsored by the Yastreb family. Zeicha Nishmas, Moshe Menachem Mendel, Ben Nachman Yoshua.